I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
Buffalo Wild Wings is always taking it to the next level with 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat screens, and 70-cent wing Tuesdays and boneless Thursdays.
Dan, is this your band?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Sound good. Stay with me. All right, we're going to have Peon share with us his brief stints at a few jobs beforehand up here. So let's start, I guess, with high school graduation. Because whatever you do during high school, I don't know anybody cares. Did you work?
I don't know if it was before 16. I got a job permit, or right at 16, I got a job at Schnucks. I worked at Schnucks for I think a year or two in the and luckily, because usually most young kids like that have to start out as bagger, you know, cart wrangler.
Would you start off as manager?
No, but I started out in the general merchandise department.
Whoa.
They saw something in you.
Yes, they obviously did.
Said the stocking, X-ray technician.
Stocking shelves. And that's why I learned the how to front shelving. You know how to do that?
Listen to this inside language.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen any workers at a grocery store pulling all the product to the front of the shelf? That's called fronting. And you just do that so it looks like the shelves are all nice and neat and full.
Makes sense.
Did that for, I guess, a year or two. And then I got a job at Northwest Plaza.
Doing?
There were a couple stores, food stores, next to each other.
Owned by, you worked at Brookstone, right?
Yeah, that was later on.
Was this the Northwest Plaza when it was an open mall or when it was already closed in?
No, it was already closed. No, it was a closed mall at that point.
Northwest Plaza. Which one had the slogan, Southern Plaza, where the big stores are?
Yeah.
Was that Crestwood?
Yes, it was Crestwood, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was closed at that closed
Did
in.
Did you know that at one time, this is not a joke, Northwest Plaza was the largest shopping center, shopping mall in the world. That is a fact.
Wow. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yep.
Yes, so that was, there were two stores owned by a couple. It was the Popcorn Palace and the Pretzel Parlor. They were right next door to each other, owned, so they were kind of connected. I did that for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years there.
That's a long time.
I work security at Northwest Plaza.
We're not talking
Plaza.
About you, Dan.
I know.
This is Peon's time.
I'm sorry.
This is his moment.
Steal my spot.
Sorry, go ahead.
His moment.
So I did that. I just worked the cash register. Made some... They made the popcorn in-house there. The pretzels were... Super pretzels, frozen, that would come in, and you would reheat those on that little conveyor belt thingy. You ever seen those? Where you some sandwich shops have them, where you lay them on there, and it slowly goes through the oven and heats it up. So I did that, and then after that, I worked at Brookstone for a couple of years.
Which Brookstone?
At Plaza Frontenac.
Ooh.
I think that's the only one we've ever had.
Really?
No, they had, there's still a couple left.
I thought there's one in West County Center.
I think the gallery has one. There are a couple left, but not many. and did that for a couple of years. That was just a salesperson there. Or
where
a,
I remember the story you said where you waited on Georgia Frontier.
That's right. Yeah, the most That's famous, big. My most famous customer there.
That's big.
And she had a middle-aged man as her helper at the time. He kind of was just carrying her purse and whatever. And so she came in the store, and pretty much everything I showed her, she goes, all right, I'll take one. And, you know, spent like $700.
Did you get commission?
No, that was not a commission
job. How about that
unfortunately,
sad job?
Yeah.
You're the bag carrier for a rich woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so after she bought everything, I had to help this middle-aged guy carry the stuff out to her car. It was a gold Cadillac, and we loaded up her trunk with all the things she bought. So that was three jobs there. My bartending job I did for a couple of years. That was just, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And this job, that's
what was the job just before this one?
That would have been the Brookstone job.
How did you get here?
How did I start? Okay, so I went to the broadcast center, fulfilled whatever your requirements that are to finish.
I thought you were going to say fulfilled a lifelong dream of getting a broadcast.
No. You know, completed the course, and then after that, they help find your first job. And so they found me a job over at WIBV in Belleville.
Ooh, start at the top.
Which was also, which this place owned at the time, but it was all syndicated programming there. At that time, there were no more live hosts on the air.
It was in the middle of a cornfield, right?
Yes. And my shifts were midnight to 9. On Saturdays and Sundays.
So they start you right in prime
you.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
Midnight to 9.
Yes.
On Saturday and Sunday. Just
oh,
when
man.
You think nothing can get worse,
whoa.
You have to add, oh, on Saturday and Sunday. Which makes it even worse.
Yeah, so it was kind of freaky being out in the middle of that cornfield.
Now, were you on the air? Did you speak on the air?
I would. I would do the news at the top of the hour.
You did the news?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
It was for
wow.
whatever... handful of people that were listening at the time. I apologize
for that. I think
you're
being generous with handful.
Oh, yeah.
Because that signal, I think, at the time at night would stretch, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 miles from the...
across the street.
Yes.
Again, being generous.
So, yeah. And then, so that this place also owned WIBV at the time, so... After I'd worked there for maybe a year, I came over here and interviewed with Fred Zolanko over
late,
in the...
The late Fred Zolanko.
No, I don't
no,
think
no,
he's late.
Not,
I
no,
think
he's still alive.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. and that was when the offices were not in this building. The studios here were still shared with...
We were sharing with
Kix at the time.
At Disney.
At Q106.5.
No, this is even prior...
Was it Q or Kix?
Prior to Disney...
Oh, Alice was in here, too.
Yes.
That radio station, Alice 104.1.
And so...
joke.
I started answering some, you know, phone calls. That's pretty much how you start, you know, first jobs here.
I think a lot of people wonder, hey, Peon, what did you do before you made it to the top?
Right.
You
know? Well, this is the story.
This is the top,
it's pretty
yeah.
exciting.
It is exciting.
I worked with... Debbie and Diana, they were answered some phone calls for them. They were on from, I think, 9 to midnight at the time.
Now, how did their husbands handle that, them working late like that? Working late
I would assume. I don't
night.
Know if either of them were married at the time.
Huh.
As far as I know. And that was when...
You were just that utility player kid.
Absolutely,
hey,
yeah.
Work that
and then
show.
I learned
work
to run the board for some shows, and then after that for a year, I worked in the traffic department, doing that, and then that was when
your big break came.
You guys finally, yes.
Oh yeah, we had to use you a couple of times.
Yeah.
So that's the.
You know what I remember about when we first started here in 1997. And the offices were over on the other side. There were
a lot
of people that came over and worked here from the other AM station. And they came to me and said, how long does it take you guys to prepare a show? And I'm like, we don't. No, really. I said, we really don't. I remember that. And then walking over across the parking garage to come over here to the studios, because this place was occupied by the other radio station. And there was a girl that was in the Alice studio, which was right next to our studio. And we could look in there. And she always wore those very tight, like running pants or whatever the heck they were. Do you remember?
No.
Oh, yeah. And there was, she had something that would show. We called it, it had to do with a camel or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Camel butt.
Something like that. Yeah, moose knuckle.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Something like that.
I remember when I came here, they said, all right, we need to pick out an office. Where would you? I said, I don't want an office. And they said, what? Because they still, if somebody, you know, comes to work at the station, somebody on the air, oh, they have to have an office.
Yeah.
And they're pretty picky about it. You know, I want it repainted. I'd like this kind of lamp put in. I just said, nah, no office. And they just... They acted like, what?
Well, you have to have something.
I said, what do I need an office for? I'm coming in here to the show, and I'm leaving.
They gave us a cubicle at one point. We had a cubicle.
Yeah, we never used it.
No.
Never used it.
Now we
still don't have an office.
We have a file cabinet.
We have one file cabinet sitting right in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And a little cheap key. Anybody could break into it if they wanted to. It's the cheap old from the 50s file cabinet.
That's our office.
It. Well, there you have it. Peon's interesting past career.
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, that was...
The thing I remember, though, when I worked at stocking that general merchandise department, that is the area of the store that has the baby products, toothpaste, shampoo, you know, that section of the store that has all the non-food
health and beauty
items. Health and beauty aids.
Health and beauty.
It included the feminine hygiene aisle, so I had to deal with the stocking
pontoons
goats.
And the maxi buckets.
Yes, so that was, as a 16-year-old boy, that was weird working in that aisle when women would be, you know, perusing. It also included the prophylactic section.
Really?
You're a young man at that point. Were you? Did you discount?
A discount? I don't think so. I don't think that, no.
Hmm.
But yeah, you had to stock the prophylactics, too. I always thought that was funny. The prophylactics are right next to the baby section.
I've never bought... On a whim, I went in a gas station a couple times in my life and bought some crazy truck stop gas station thing out of a machine, just because I was so curious.
Oh, those little novelty items they have in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember buying some, and it was like walking in. You remember the movie Summer of 42?
That was a great movie. Jennifer O'Neill.
Yeah, when the kid went in to buy rubbers or condoms or whatever, and he went into the drugstore, and he's like asking the druggist about, do you have pens? Do you have this? Do you have that? But you had to go to the actual pharmacist and ask them, because they didn't have them out on the shelf. And I thought, I'm going to get lucky this weekend, so I need something. So I went in, and I asked. I said, I need some, and I said prophylactic.
Now, please don't tell people this is the same time period when you were dancing with your mother and your sister.
No.
Okay. Well, because that's sick.
Well, it might have been. Could have been the same time period. But I went in, and asked the pharmacist. I said, I would like to buy some prophylactics, like that. And he goes...
Did you use that word?
Yes, I did.
Trying to be all adult.
Yeah. And he said, what kind do you want? I'm like, I don't know. What kind are there? And he says, well, there's peacocks, there's Trojan, there's this. And he
peacocks.
Goes, yeah. So he goes through this laundry list of things. And
brands.
I said, well... I guess what's the cheapest one? He goes, The peacocks are cheaper. And he goes, do you want a package of three or do you want 12? And I'm like, three. Just give me three. He goes, okay, do you want lubricated or and with the reservoir end? I'm like, what is that? I'm like, I just wanted to come in and buy something.
Too many decisions.
Oh, yeah. So that was my first package of three was Peacock brand.
I can tell this story because it's not a big deal. My dad is far, far away. When we moved him out of his house just a few years ago, this is like 5-6 years ago in Tennessee, to take him out to California where my brother is, when they were moving his stuff in the dresser drawer. Now, my dad's 90 this year, so this is a man in his mid-80s. My brother said they found an unopened condom in the dresser. Now, my brother also said it had to be at least 60 years. it had somehow just stayed there all those years. And I guarantee it was 60 years old because, look, everybody thinks their parents don't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't want to think about it if they do something. They don't want to think about that. All right, we've talked about some fun things in life. Here's something that is not fun, and it's when somebody passes away. Not fun. The only fun part about it is not the passing away, but after the fact, if you're able to get together and tell some great stories. And they're stories that make people laugh and they make people cry. I'm going to read you an email that I just got last week about Calmer Memorial Services in Illinois. And on the Missouri side, it's American Cremation. Same wonderful family. Here's the email. Recently, my family and I had an experience with Calmer Memorial Services that I'd like to share. Given the extreme, difficult, and sad situation we were in, our experience with Joe and his staff could not have been any better. Initially, we were surprised at how quickly Joe returned our call and how he made himself available to meet with us soon after the call. We were treated with the utmost respect and compassion while he helped us through some very difficult decisions. Throughout the planning and all the way through the burial, Joe seemed like an old family friend. The best decision we made after our beloved aunt passed away was to call Calmer Memorial Services. I will never forget what they did for us. I just wanted to pass this along. I highly recommend them. Thank you, Kelly, for the email. And I guess, you know, there are several ways to sell somebody on a funeral home or a funeral business. And I'm not sure why they call it funeral home. I like the fact that it's Calmer Memorial Services. Calmer is a perfect name because you need somebody to help calm you because you're a mess. You're a mess if you were close to the person who's deceased. You're a mess if you were had unfinished business and weren't speaking. That's even worse. Because now they'll never be finished to that business. You'll never make it right. You'll never make up. So a lot of people in that situation try to overcompensate. Well, let's find out what the most expensive this or that or the other is, and let's do that because it's the last thing we're going to do for Grandpa or for Dad. That's not what he'd want. That's not necessary. We have, over many, many years, made the business of burial or departing and saying goodbye, and we've made it much too big a deal and way too expensive. It has become a business that is too big a business and doesn't have to be. And while a lot of people at the time might feel really good, oh, we got the best of the best for Grandma. Ooh, we got her a platinum stone and a casket, and it cost a fortune, but it's worth it. Fast forward about a year, 6 months even, and ask them how they feel about that when they're struggling to get by. And there are little old ladies that take insurance policies that aren't that big to begin with and spend it all on, the husband of 50, 60, 70 years, because somehow society says that's the thing to do. Well, I'm here to tell you there's nothing that says that's the thing to do. Here's the thing to do. Here's all you want. You want dignity, you want affordability, and you want something that makes you feel good and that you know that if they're looking down, they'd be very, very happy with. And that's what they're interested in providing at Calmer Memorial Services over in Illinois and American Cremation here on the Missouri side. And Joe Calmer has a message on each of the websites. Same message on both sides. And when I first heard him and saw that video, I thought, my goodness, I have never seen anybody in the funeral business approach it this way or have this kind of sales pitch, because it's kind of a reverse sales pitch. Most sales pitches are pitches where they try to encourage you, spend, spend, buy, do the best you can. This is the last thing you're going to do, make it. This is the opposite. This is a family who's telling you, we will provide you with a goodbye for this person that you will feel good about for the rest of your life. And that if you want to extend beyond just one day sitting in a pew, a church-like pew with a chandelier and somebody up front speaking, and then they close the lid and that's it, and you go to the graveyard, if you want to extend it and make the celebration last longer than that, that's what cremation is all about. With cremation, it can be as simple as an urn on a mantle or ashes taken all over the country or all over the world to places where you know that person would love that you took them along. I encourage you to go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors and go to where it says, if death occurs in Illinois, click here. If death occurs in Missouri, click here. And in just a couple of minutes, maybe five, you're going to get a real good idea of why these people are doing so well and their business is picking up every day. This is not something most of you are going to be able to do anything about today. Somebody has to pass away for you to need their services, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen to somebody around you, somebody near you, somebody living with you, somebody in your family. It's going to happen to you. And I think it's a good idea to discuss it ahead of time and make sure you know exactly what's going to be done, what that person would want done. Professional discount providers, that's what they are. That's probably the best way to describe it, and they are hands-on. The owners are there. They're with you every step of the way through this. This is a difficult time, and they know that. So why make it more difficult by spending money you really don't want to spend when you don't have to spend it? Again, frankopinion.com, sponsors. Click here if death occurs in Illinois, here in Missouri. Calmer Memorial Services in Illinois, American Cremation on the Missouri side.
Meet me.
Get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Whalen.
Okay, Dan, boy, it's kind of a mess out here right now. They just cleared a stall on southbound 170 that was south of Ladue that had the left lane blocked for the longest time before the police got there. As soon as they got it off to their shoulder. You're still jammed up now from north of Olive, and that's taking it all the way down through Highway 40. Now, eastbound 40 downtown, it's heavy from Vandeventer up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane, you're backed up onto the ramp of 44. Westbound 44, that's jammed up now just west of Jefferson out through Hampton. Once you get beyond that, the only real slowdown you have now is in that right lane from the Guyer Road overpass trying to ramp on to southbound 270. Now, we do have westbound 70 drivers slowing as you go past Riverview, Jennings Station Road, 170 past the airport, and then it's heavy from the Earth City Expressway out through Highway 94 in the construction zone. This traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Are you feeling short-staffed? Then Account Temps can provide temporary accounting and finance professionals to help with increased workloads. Give them a call today. AccountTemps.com, a Robert Half Company. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
You can change a life.
The Big 550 KTRS and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals have partnered together to raise money for the St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. During the KTRS Inner Architects 12 Hours of Miracles Radiothon,
brought to you in part by AD Lift Truck.
Children's Miracle Network Hospitals heal thousands of kids each year.
On Friday, April 1st, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., McGraw, Martin Kilcoyne, John Carney, and Frank O'Pinion are dedicating their shows to this worthy cause.
Put your money where the miracles are.
Please donate now by going to KTRS.com and look for the events tab.
Do it now! Thank you, St. Louis!
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3163. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3163. That's 1-800-700-3163.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-600-0738. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-0738. That's 1-800-600-0738. 1-800-600-0738.
Hi, this is Cardinal broadcaster Mike Shannon, but more importantly, I'm a St. Louisan. I was born and raised in St. Louis, graduated from CBC High School, and a few short years later, broke into the big leagues wearing the uniform of my hometown team, the St. Louis Cardinals. When my playing days were finished, I could have gone anywhere on the planet. My choice, St. Louis. It's where I work, it's where I live, it's where I play. And when it comes to my business, there's no better place on earth. I want you to meet the people of St. Louis who feel just like me.
Hi, I'm Tom Cutis from Cutis Funeral Home, and when I was growing up in St. Louis, we had to be home when the street lights came on, and our favorite treat was a malt at the local Velvet Freeze. Some things have changed. My grandkids' special treats are some warm Gus's pretzels or a frozen custard. St. Louis is still a great place to live and raise a family. That is why we at Cutis, now in our fifth generation, plan to be here for many generations to come. Cutis Funeral Homes, serving St. Louis since 1910.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
If you have problems with your roof, call a contractor who has been providing quality and award-winning craftsmanship for more than a century. Taylor Roofing. Taylor Roofing is not the best because they're the oldest. They're the oldest because they are the best. Founded in 1905, Taylor Roofing is one of the St. Louis Business Journal's top woman-owned companies, serving Missouri and Illinois. Call 618-233-2424 or visit them at TaylorRoof.com.
Stock market risk, longevity risk, even healthcare risk. Your money's at risk in more ways than you may know. Find out how on America's Wealth Management Show, Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Buffalo Wild Wings is always taking it to the next level with 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat screens, and 70-cent wing Tuesdays and boneless Thursdays.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is seen. That dancer
the dame who is known as the flame.
I mean, is that Jenna Lewis? I believe
saying that.
Pele. Colin Jeffries here. He's going to talk about entertainment. He is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one entertainment reporter, as far as we're concerned, in the United States, Colin Jeffries.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Colin, I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
What do you have for us?
Well, we've got a very few DVDs out this week. Concussion is out with Will Smith. You should watch that. It is very good, and Will Smith was excellent in it. The Hateful Eight, which I liked, and you will not watch because it
Quentin
is...
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, can't stand him.
But it's worth it if you're a Quentin Tarantino fan. And Point Break, because they needed to remake that. It came out on Christmas and bombed. Don't watch it. It is awful. It is awful.
It originally had Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze. This one had...
Exactly. You wouldn't know them. Yeah, like, I could tell you their names and what they've been in, and you wouldn't know them. Luke Bracey and Edgar Ramirez.
Which movie is that?
Point Break. Avoid it.
Yeah, I never watched
it. Man, it's bad. TV, though. We've got a lot of good TV this week, I think. Empire is back. I have never watched this, but I feel I have to tell everyone because its ratings have gone up, I think, every episode it's been on the air. Empire featuring America's favorite fictional hip-hop industry mogul. There you go. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on Fox. The Ranch on Netflix. This is the first of several streaming shows again because they're doing the best television. It features Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson, who you will know as Kelso and Steven from That 70s Show. They are brothers who are pooling their money to buy their family's ranch in Colorado. It looks pretty fun.
I'm so... When you mention that, it makes me so mad because...
What?
I wrote a screenplay and I sent it in. It was called The Thousand Island.
Oh.
And then look what happened. They come out with The Ranch. Every time it happens to me, somebody steals my idea. One slight change, boom, big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I think that's the name of a strip club in Moscow, the Russian Undressing. Oh. Hold on. No, let us see that one.
Dan. Come on.
What?
Don't laugh at that.
Let it feel the burn. I'm sorry. I was laughing.
Can I continue or should
go ahead, sit here in silence? Go ahead.
That's fine. The Story of God with Morgan Freeman is on National Geographic.
And if anybody could do it, it would be Morgan.
I've been fascinated by God.
By God.
Why do people all around the world worship their God or gods so differently?
There you go.
If I hear him, I can almost do it, but not quite. Well, if I can listen to him,
almost
is the key word.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. So that is on National Geographic Channel. It's a 6-part series, I believe, that starts Sunday at 8 o'clock. And he's going all around the world, like he said, and talking to different people. But really, I just played it so you could hear his voice, and you might want to check that out. Trailer Park Boys is back on Netflix. Did you ever watch this show, Frank?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the original mockumentary shows. Sort of The Office, that fake documentary look at things. It centers around the story of Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles, who are a trio of trailer park residents in Nova Scotia, Canada. And they are really bad criminals, but this is as if someone is looking at their lives trying to tell the story of how bad they are at being criminals. It's quirky, it's weird. I really enjoyed the first 9 seasons of it and all the specials. Netflix is reviving it for a 10th season. If you just want to see what this is like, I think Netflix is likely going to carry all of the seasons. But starting on Friday, they will have new shows out. I really liked it. And then James Corden, the late show.
Yep.
Thursday night, he has a special on. The Carpool Karaoke is on. People love this. I don't get it. I'm not a fan of the Carpool Karaoke segments.
I saw a couple. And
it's on tonight.
Oh, tonight. Sorry.
Why did I say that? Yeah. Thursday. I don't know how an entire show, though. I mean, it's funny watching.
Every clip I've watched, I have thoroughly enjoyed. And you string a bunch of those together, I could see how, yes, it could be a really funny, funny show.
Well, and it has Jennifer Lopez as his special guest.
Well, here's my problem with it. I would say 8 out of 10 songs, I don't know. And that takes away from me some
a lot of it's
it.
Newer
because it's newer pop stuff, and then you put Elton John in the car with him, and I know he did, and that's part of the show, and you know they're doing Crocodile Rock or whatever. Yeah, I if they're singing a song I don't know, I don't care who's in the car, it's not as much fun. So this is obviously geared to 35 and under.
Yeah,
and he stumbled onto something fantastic here, and don't tell me he didn't get the idea from comedians in cars getting coffee, because I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I saw I really haven't followed Adele's career at all or her music, but I saw the one with her, and yeah, it was entertaining to watch. But I don't know, in a 5-minute segment, I think
An hour,
of it, I could.
You want to help if between acts to set up the next segment. It could be narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Well, there you go.
Morgan, forget it. I'll never get it. Go ahead.
And then the show you absolutely must check out if you have the availability to watch it on on Hulu is The Path. It stars Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad.
Well, what an actor. What a great actor.
Oh, my gosh. And this is the story of he's been brought up... His family's part of a religious fringe group, a cult, I think, and he's been trying to escape it with his wife. But this is the story of him sort of being sucked back into this cult by his family, and it shows how kind of one would get reinvolved with this cult. It's kind of a sideways shot at Scientology, and then it just looks very, very good. I'm much looking forward to it Wednesday on Hulu.
And some people are born to be actors. And I think Aaron Paul is one of those people, a natural born actor. Because he left a very lucrative family business. His dad is in the candy business, Peter Paul. That's his dad.
Oh.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
That's a true story.
I'll be darned.
Go ahead.
That's it. That's the TV for this week. Just a couple stories. I heard you guys mention it earlier in the Burke segment that Patty Duke has passed away.
Yeah, Tim Weiland sent me a text and said how she died. It was, wait a second, I have to pull it up. And she died of a ruptured intestine, which is what Tim Weiland had a few years ago. Ooh. So that's not a good thing.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Who was the cute gal who was in all the Westerns? Patty Duke Wayne.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I see that.
Was the...
I enjoyed it.
And you groaned at Russian undressing?
Yes.
Okay. Was that
as
guy...
As did everybody.
The Peter Paul guy that had the candy company and everything?
Yes.
Did they have a sister named Mary?
No, Dan, that's not even funny. Because her name would be Mary Paul.
What's going on in here?
Peter Paul and Mary.
No, Mary... No, 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 no.
You have Dan, a wife named Mary?
Peter, no, Dan. If his name was Peter Paul... It'd be Mary Paul. It's not even fun. Edit that out, P.I.
All right.
Just edit it out. Go ahead. Pick it up in 3, 2, 1. Go.
Russian dressing.
Sounds good. Netflix. Netflix is focusing more and more on their original programming. Over the last 2.5 years, they have 2,500 fewer titles than they did, I mean, just 2.5 years ago. And it's because they're focusing on bringing more, and they are letting some of these agreements expire with other publishers. And so that's why you're probably seeing fewer and fewer movies and other TV shows on there. And that's because they're spending a larger chunk of their money on newer stuff. I'm not complaining. Just, you may have noticed if you search on Netflix, Tosh.0 is coming back for a 9th season.
That's a great show.
9th season, though, that's pretty astounding. They just, a 9th full season pickup for Tosh.0. They just announced that. And then I thought it'd be fun to end with this. Ricky Gervais, who I find very funny.
Is it Gervais?
Gervais. I don't know that there's a bad way to say it.
I'll bet in French it's Gervais. Okay. We say Gervais.
Which is probably why it's he says Gervais, I guess, because he's English. No. So I will change that.
It could still be a French name, you know.
But he gave an interesting interview with GQ and saying more people need to be offensive. He thinks that would be better for everyone. And he gave a little how-to list as to how to become more offensive. So I thought this might is tell people to mind their own business. He says, just because you're offended, it doesn't mean you're right.
Wow. He's so right. No, he is.
Go ahead and say what you want on social media, he says. On Twitter, people sometimes say to him, why don't you keep your opinions to yourself? And he says, you're following me. I didn't tweet at you. That's like going to a notice board, is what he said, in the middle of a town, seeing a sign for guitar lessons, yelling, I don't want guitar lessons. Well, it wasn't for you.
He's right.
Still, he says you should follow a few common sense rules. You shouldn't criticize people that things people can't help. You shouldn't criticize a race. That's a worthwhile one. Says you don't have to be obnoxious about it. So, for example, when someone says, does this dress make me look fat? He says, I don't say, no, it's all the pies you eat. Says that doesn't make sense. And finally, if you dish it out, you better be able to take it. He says, imagine playing soccer with someone and someone is beating you and says, oh, you can't kick the ball that hard. He says, well, I'm allowed to kick it hard. You just don't like getting hurt. I just thought this was a worthwhile checklist to share with everyone to be more offensive. I'm Colin
Jeffrey. He has the sharpest meat-eating teeth I've ever seen. He has the teeth of a wolf. No, he does.
He does. Ricky
Gervais, when he smiles, it's like he could tear into a piece of meat and just shred it with those teeth.
Hmm. Yes, but I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. There he goes. Many will remember him for that spectacular, hilarious line about Russian undressing. That was that is some funny stuff right there. Colin Jeffrey, not known for his comedy, known for his newscasts and his entertainment reports, and he will be back here before you know it. Friday, in fact, with, will he? No, he won't. There's a thing they're doing.
No, but he can still be on with
John Carney.
And I'll be on with John Carney. So
because Paul Harvey is gone. Is
yeah,
off.
Paul Harris.
So, yeah, he may still be on with what John.
Well, you know what? I want Colin on. So
well, that's it.
On.
That's the end of it.
Yeah. Bottom
that
line.
That settles it. Yeah. Colin Jeffrey brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window company and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. They've only been around 13 years. Each of the last six, they've sold over 1 million windows in this country. I can't even begin to imagine how many mortgages American Equity Mortgage has done. It has to be millions. How many home equity loans or debt consolidation loans they have made to people. That has to be millions. I guess the average, the number is still $640 for people who decide to stop making minimum credit card payments, which is a dumb, dumb thing to do if you're a homeowner. If you're a homeowner and you have equity in your home, why in the world would you do that? Well, why would you keep doing it? Once or twice, okay, get over the hump. We'll make a minimum payment this month, next month. But there are people that do it year after year after year, and it's costing them thousands of dollars. You don't have to do that if you're a homeowner. They'll show you how this works. And any financial advisor anywhere, anybody with half a brain will tell you, yeah, this is much smarter than making minimum credit card payments. You're just paying and paying and paying and chipping away very little by little at that debt. And that's what it is. Credit card is a loan. You're borrowing money to pay for something. And until you pay that credit card bill, you're still in debt. American Equity Mortgage. You know the, hang on, I got one of those things.
Oh, boy.
Now, I have to make a call. I can either work through it. I can work through it and not hit a button like a lot of people would do. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep trudging.
Cough it up and swallow it like a man.
Swallow it like a man.
Ew.
Somehow that did not sound.
No, it doesn't sound good
right.
at all.
American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com. And the number, it's very important you get this. Oh, the other thing very important is please tell them your AM and the PM. That means everything to us. That's what keeps us on the air. 314 878 99.99 American Equity Mortgage.
Meet me.
All righty, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a lot of things going on right now. Eastbound 4064 at Timberlake Manor, just right around Timberlake Manor. You've got a crash blocking the left lane. Southbound 170 at Page, a crash blocking the right lane. Westbound 270 at Lindbergh, you've got a crash. And also on westbound 44 east of Kings Highway, there's a crash there. If you're traveling on westbound 364, you can expect some heavy volume, slow pockets from the Creveport Lake Bridge all the way up past the Veterans Bridge over the Missouri. This report brought to you by Wix.com. Create your own free professional website with Wix.com. No tech skills are needed, and you can choose from hundreds of beautifully designed templates. Get your business online today for free at Wix.com. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, is the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Livingstone with the Ocean Race Cleve Cab. You're aiming the PM Cab Company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. It's easy to use. La Cleve Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Bit of a hurried introduction there. How are you, Bill?
That's all right. Well, yesterday was the 138th annual Easter egg roll at the White House. Mm. It's the last one for the Obama administration. The kids weren't real happy, though, when they found all the eggs contained classified Hillary Clinton emails. Who wants that when they're opening up your Easter egg?
No, you don't want that.
Speaking of the White House, they're still making some adjustments, I guess, to the White House fence, trying to get it secure without, I guess, being too obstructive. There have been 45 fence-jumping incidents in the last 5 years. Half of those were intruders trying to get in. The other half was Obama trying to get out.
What happened?
Nothing.
Why would he do it? He wants out of the White House?
His phone's muddy. See, the reason that didn't work is he doesn't want out, I don't think.
And finally, this
he always resorts to that. Let's just go to the end.
Well, there's a study that says students do not learn pretty much anything in their first 2 years of college. Ooh. Don't learn anything. And when students heard that, they're like, what are you talking about? I built a bong out of a shoe. How's that, huh? You know, I hate all of you. I hate all of you.
Oh, we know. We know that.
I hate all three of you.
For a long time.
You're the worst. The worst.
Thank you.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Cleve Cab and Peeler.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
The truth hurts.